as a standard practice when it comes to elections, once a request such as the one that the Zimbabwean government gave to UN is submitted, the procedure is that a needs assessment team is sent. But the expectation is that the Zimbabwe Election Commission is going to be prepared to be assessed in a manner that reflects what kind of resources are adequate for the commission to undertake the next election. So the expectation that we have from a civics perspective would be that the commission is not only ready, but is also very honest in terms of which areas need strategic funding. So this is something that is very welcome, and we're hoping that as many stakeholders will be made available to the process, so that the contribution is not just confined to the usual stakeholders when it comes to elections.
Some analysts are saying the money from the UN might not come in time for the referendum, which is now only a few weeks away. And Mr. Mugabe admitted as much yesterday, saying that the country must try to leverage its resources. How feasible is this?
It would be naive on our part to expect the resources to have been dispatched by the 16th of March, because my belief is that the assessment, the needs and assessment team will not take 2 days in Zimbabwe, and then make a recommendation which will result in money being released. So on one hand, while we might need resources, we also need to understand that the availing of these resources have to follow due process.